Welcome. One thing I'm wondering about, is COVID a spiritual message? I've brought this up in lots of previous meditations. You know, you hear these positive stories and these poems, but I always feel guilty seeing this pandemic through a spiritual lens when I'm not the one on a ventilator. My friend in New York City has been in the thick of the crisis. She's had 12 days of fever, dry, tight coughs, body aches. She said she tested negative for COVID, but she also lost her sense of smell and taste, and she's almost positive that she has it. So I've been following her, curious, hopeful that she'll get better, and just watching her whole process. And she recently shared something very interesting and totally refreshing. Many years ago, Margaret Mead, the sociologist, was asked by a student what she considered the first sign of civilization in a culture. The student expected Mead to talk about fish hooks or clay pots, but no. Mead said, the first sign of civilization in an ancient culture was a femur that had been broken and healed. In the animal kingdom, if you break your leg, you die because you can't run from danger, can't get to the river, can't hunt. You're meat for prowling beasts. A broken femur that has healed is proof that someone has taken time to stay with the person who has fallen, has bound up the wound, has carried the person to safety, has tended them through the recovery. Helping someone with difficulties is where civilization starts. We're all facing something right now that's broken. It might feel like in some ways it's dying. But we can fix what's broken. We can heal from this as long as we are willing to evolve. I heard this message from White Eagle of the Hopi Nation. This moment humanity is going through can now be seen as a portal and as a hole. The decision to fall into the hole or go through the portal is up to you. If you're obsessed with the problem and consume the news 24 hours a day with little energy, nervous all the time, with pessimism, you will fall into the hole. But if you take this opportunity to look at yourself, rethink life and death, take care of yourself and others, you will cross the portal. Take care of your home. Take care of your body. When you are taking care of one, you are taking care of everything else. Do not lose the spiritual dimension of this crisis. Have the aspect of the eagle, which from above sees the whole, sees more widely. So let's do that. Let's see it more widely. 6 months ago, if I would have told you, every human in every advanced nation on the earth will be at home, off the roads, out of the offices, out of the restaurants and bars. If 6 months ago I would have told you, New York City and Los Angeles and Tokyo and Paris and London are ghost towns, what would you have guessed happened? An alien invasion, the second coming. Who knows? Very few people would have guessed pandemic. It's like Steven Spielberg stuff going on right now. And if there is such a thing as a higher intelligence, a coordinating intelligence, this pandemic definitely requires some introspection. It's a waste to not take time each day and have the aspect of an eagle, which sees from above, sees the whole. If right now you could do just that and consider what's broken in your life, whether it was broken by the pandemic or maybe it was already broken. On the most recent 60 Minutes, Brené Brown spoke about if you don't name what you're feeling, if you don't own your feelings, if you don't feel them, They will eat you alive. What's broken for you? Sit with it. Acknowledge it. Some part of your business that's always been a headache. Some habit you have that creates drag instead of flow. Your inability to let positivity win over negativity, to let trust win over doubt, to let health win over illness. Remember, as humans, we don't have to remain broken. And yet some do their whole lives. But you can heal. To repeat the words of the Hopi healer, when you take care of one, you take care of everything else. This begins by looking at yourself, taking care of your body, your home. Now, of course, everything can feel so overwhelming these days. So let's just take it one breath, one moment at a time. Take a second to get a little more comfortable. Spread out. Relax. A healing breath. Let's come to our centering thought. Just this moment. Just this breath. For a few minutes, I will leave you to relax, to breathe, to meditate. If your attention wanders, just this moment. Just this breath. Just this moment. Just this breath. your attention wandered, just this moment, just this breath. Coming back to the moment. to be able to recognize what's broken, to be honest about it. If you don't name your feelings, if you don't own your feelings and feel them, they will eat you alive. Now is a time to recognize what's broken, to honor the pain, the loss. And then remember, as humans, we do not have to remain broken. Now, some people do their whole lives, but you can heal. And that process begins by looking at yourself, taking care of your body, your home. And in those moments where it's so overwhelming, remember, the whole world is in this together. And the path forward for us as individuals, families, communities, nations. One moment, one breath at a time. See you tomorrow. Peace.